Good morning, my people. It's Mr. Barasha. And I'm first of all very sorry that I haven't gotten this podcast out in the longest time. Probably because I was busy with school, and considering it's about mental health, maybe my guys honestly aren't in the right position to be giving you this information. I even don't know how to start. I don't know how to go about it, but all I can say is it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and I want you people to know that, man, guys are not kawa. I have a couple of friends that came to me after I posted the actual family with you, but I know I'm there. Thank God you're finally talking about this. Thank God you thought about it, but people don't want to talk about this. And I'm looking at guys thanking me and probably waiting for me to put this out. And I even don't know how to put it out yet. I'm fighting my own demons here and there. But what I know you guys get the whole point. And things are not cool. Guys are suffering depression from the smallest of things to the biggest of problems. You'll never know. But all I can say is, man, treat guys right. Guys, right? Personally, a lot of people have been coming to me and telling me, you know what? It's taking long to bring out the podcast. Like, everyone is waiting. People are probably tired of waiting now. And in the back of my mind, it kept disturbing me, and I don't know how to go about it. I have school, I have two masters between that and work, then I have a podcast that I'm not so consistent with, though I hope to get a bit consistent now that I don't have school. Yeah, but guys, personally, I know very many people are dealing with a lot of things. Things we might not be able to share personally. I'm not sure I can share. Very few friends, for those of you who have noticed, sometimes I'm a little under the weather. Like, Barasha used to be so sure. What happened to Barasha? Barasha is so quiet. My things happen. Life. Life, as you know, it is not an easy place to be. But we're grateful to God. Grateful to God for keeping us alive, giving us long life and good health. But for those people who are dealing with so many problems, very many might never exhaust. All I can say is try to work smarter, not harder. Try to do things that you have fun doing. I know, like, for example, a lot of people are depressed that they don't have jobs, and I'll tell you, the biggest number of wealthy or well-to-do people are even not doing employment. They're not being employed, they're working smarter and not harder, doing things they love rather than just getting a paying job because it pays, but you don't even enjoy doing it. Trust me, it's not going to work for you. It's going to bother you a lot. You're going to make money and you won't be comfortable making this money, and that's not a good way to be making money. You're probably going to get tired and phase out or zone out at some point. And also try to be positive. Things get hard. Things really get hard, guys. Things get hard. For the guys who know me, very many of my friends are always like, hard guy, but hard guy is suffering. Yeah, but anyway, try to be positive. Try to be very positive. If you find a guy and things are bad and he has given up, and don't give up. Even on my worst days, I'll dress smartly, put on a smile, and everyone will notice a black Barasha, hard guy. But hard guy is just trying to be positive and also help other people. I don't know how. For example, I feel like I'm helping by telling you some of these things. So it doesn't have to be financial help. It doesn't have to be a lot generally. It could be financial help anyway, if that's what's going to help. But try and help others in all ways you can. And also help yourself, avoid unhealthy habits. For the longest time, some of you might not know, I've struggled with drinking. Actually, a couple of friends of mine know that I've really struggled with that. Like, he will meet me this time, I'll tell you I'm done with alcohol, and the next time we shall be together and sipping a beer. But at least for now, I think I've finally put an end to that, hopefully. So yeah, this is me trying to avoid unhealthy habits. Guys who smoke, please stop smoking. So it might be leisure, but the people who are doing it because they're depressed, that they're not okay with being, what should I call it? They're not okay with being sober. Every time they're sober, the problems come back to them and they're thinking a lot, so they prefer to be high or unsober and probably dizzy, not thinking about their problems. Yeah, but it doesn't help, because at the end of the day, you're going to get sober again and think about it, and for you not to think about it, you're going to have to drink again or smoke again or whatever it is you do. Unhealthy habits doesn't only mean drinking and smoking, but those are the only two things I can think about that are relevant. Yeah, so unhealthy habits. Yeah, you're not saying, yeah, okay, unhealthy habits. Yeah, challenge yourself to stop. Challenge yourself, been drinking maybe beer every 2 days. You're like, no, now I'm going to drink once a week. Plus also, man, thinking about challenging yourself, you guys. This is so simple. If you want to quit, then you're going to have to do a gradual reduction. Well, that could work. It has proven that it works. But I also think that if you woke up one morning like I did and said, you know what, enough is enough, then you stop drinking. I'm pretty sure it could work. So, yeah. Have some me time, like you time, and think about the things that you need to do right, the things that you need to change. If you haven't been so social, connect with people. I have a lot of friends of mine that keep telling me, Barasha, you lost. Barasha, this day is your time. Barasha, no longer turn up. And I feel like for a very long time, I cut myself off people, and it weighed me down, because I didn't have so many people to talk to. And you guys are probably listening to this, for those that know me, and it sounds like music to your ears. But yeah, I've struggled with a lot of things. But being the so-called hard guy, I've tried to fight them off. But at the end of the day, man, it's the people around you, your friends, your family. For me, it has been my friends. And when I say my friends, I mean my family too, because my siblings are my very good friends. When I've had problems, so many times I've feared to tell them, but when it has reached my breaking point, I've always still had to come back to them, my mom. And they've helped, guys, so man, connect with people, also take control. I remember at a certain point, I really liked this girl. I liked this girl, and she always kept telling me, no, Barasha, you're too good. Like, I'm not good enough for you. You know that stuff where girls be like, it's not me, it's not you, it's me. I'm like, come on, man. And I feel like she was dealing with a lot of depression. And she couldn't take control. She's like, no, this is me. And guys, don't let bad times define you. You know it's hard, eh? You know it's hard. She's like, man. Like me, why me? Like all the time it's me. But no, take control, say, you know what, Barasha, no. Let's do this. Be active, do some sports. Rather than being in your room all day, go out, take walks, listen to music. There are lots of things you can do. But yeah, be active, take control. And also accept things you can't change. There are things, you guys, the things you can't change. Employment has jammed in Kampala. People are looking for jobs here and there, and they're stressed. You should allow that. You cannot change what it is. But like I said before, look for something that is good and sure can get you some income. Could have studied human resource and what, and you're not getting a job for that. But you know, I'm very good at cooking. Yeah, start. I have a friend who does home cooking, Shabba's Kitchen, for those of you who know. Go works from home, delivers food to people, and is making a lot of money. Pays his rent off that, does a lot of things off that money anyway. Can't exhaust what he does. But failed to get a job after grad. Decided to do what he felt like he was comfortable with. So guys, that is it. I could say very many things about mental health. I could use very many examples. A lot of people sent me some voice notes on how they've been trying to deal with mental health, and I listened to so many of them. Wished I could share most of them with all of you, but then I also figured that man, everyone is fighting their demons. I'm not going to try to use someone else's experience to help you. You know what you're dealing with. Take control. Take control, challenge yourself to do something, try to be positive. Yeah. So that's it, you guys. Mental health is one of the most underrated things, the most ignored things, yet the brain literally controls the whole body. So guys, stay sane, and if you ever get a problem, if you're my friend, reach out to me. I'm always open to talk. If you can't talk to me, and if you like you need some exclusion or privacy, I can always refer counseling services. Yeah, but guys, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to be okay, but don't let it weigh you down. Don't let it put you in an abyss. That's going to keep swallowing you. Yeah, I could talk about these things all day, but like I say, anyway, it has been nice. I'd hoped that I could talk about very many things, but I think we shall do that on the next pod, which obviously is going to become much more consistent, because I have some time to spare now. Anyway, thank you. It's been Conversations by Mr. Barasha. Hopeful to have you again soon. Ciao. So guys, I'd forgotten one thing, probably the most important of things that I did not mention. And also, as I say goodbye officially, I would like for you to always pray. Some of you feel like you can't trust people anymore. Like I said, we should chill with our friends. All my friends did me dirty. This and that. But the main thing is that that you know, God does not forsake us. So whatever trouble you're in, let it be mental, let it be emotional, let it be financial, whatever it is, to mention but a few, always trust in God. Pray to God in everything you do. I remember in high school, they used to tell us prayer, work, work, prayer, meaning that you pray before work, then work, then pray after work. So everything has to have prayer in it. And I pray that you find solace in God. Continue to pray and believe everything will be alright. Thank you. Have a good week. Goodbye. It's been Barasha on Conversations by Mr. Barasha. Macy Mentor Mondays. Thank you.